Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
Joining us on the line is Martin Murphy of Horse Racing Ireland. Martin, it's a very warm welcome to you.
Thank you, Patrick. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing very well. You're in red hot form as well, Martin, because last week you tipped up a winner and a second in Ireland last weekend. Aspen Bell, a good winner at 5-1, and you were very unlucky to be beaten with your second tip in Sligo, the last Indian.
Yes. I suppose what seldom is wonderful, you probably, your listeners will be saying, but the odd one does go in sometimes, all right. But yeah, it was good to see that, all right. I thought the last Indian might win, all right, but unfortunately he met a better handicapped Erskine, Lord Erskine, of course, who went on and won even yesterday at Tipperary again. So I suppose it was one of those things. But it was good to see Aspen Bell win, all right. I thought she was a decent price and she certainly looks like really on the upgrade.
Yeah, absolutely indeed. And I'm sure we'll be watching for Lord Erskine over the next couple of weeks, Martin, because I'm sure he's entering Clonmilligan next Thursday, and he looks to be a horse that has got plenty weight under the handicap.
Yes, I think it looks, he's one of those ones that kind of late developer over hurdles. Improved an awful lot late last season, winning good races on the flat. And then when that can sometimes happen, obviously goes back over hurdles off a low weight and can certainly make hay. He's 1-2 now. And as you say, if he runs a Clonmel next week under mandatory penalty, he'd be very hard to beat again.
Yeah, absolutely indeed. Now, we know that the Curra opened up earlier on today, Martin, and all signs seem to be that the development is going pretty well at the moment.
Yeah, I have to say, I pass it every day, Patrick. I've never seen as many cars outside it every day. There must be at least 100 or more cars parked, a huge amount of staff on it. And it certainly is beginning to take shape now, and the people that come to the Curra this year, it will be more compact than last year. They've moved the parade ring around a few things. I mean, I thought last year certainly was inconvenient for most people. I think this year people hopefully get a pleasant surprise. Things have improved a fair bit. And you can see the new building going up in the background, and it certainly looks very exciting. The old Queen's Room is there now, and it's been replaced and rebuilt it such almost the way it was before. But it certainly looks exciting and can't really wait to the end of this year and hopefully start of next year when it starts to reopen again. It certainly looks a very, very exciting prospect, and things will should improve enough. Looking at Paris Longchamp actually as well, Patrick, there, that would a positive vibes about that. But strange enough, the track seemed to be causing a bit of problems with some of the jockeys last weekend. I know Christoph Semillion wasn't happy at all with the track for some odd reason. At least the Curra, they haven't gone near the track, so it would still be hopefully the same very good surface that it always has been.
Yeah, absolutely indeed. And the first meeting of the Curra took place a little bit earlier on today, but we're going to have a look at the tomorrow's card, Martin, and really intriguing card, very, very competitive. And the opening race we're going to look at is the 3:20, that's the Soul Power Sprint Stakes, over 5 furlongs, and we have 9 declared for this.
That's right, interesting race indeed, Patrick, as I say. Two English riders here, James Tate, Killan Rock, with a rating of 107, would certainly give him a very good chance here. That's the highest rating in the field. And Fashion Queen for David Mira, rated 100. So, yeah, I always have to worry about English sprinters, there's no doubt about that. Whether the ground will suit him or not, it's going to be pretty soft tomorrow. We've had plenty of rain here during the course of the day, so I'd say it will be pretty soft. And the one I was looking at was Prima Umo for Gerard O'Leary. Sprang a bit of a surprise last time at Navan, but this is a very fast horse, and he's been proven in recent seasons. I think he's just coming to himself. Like a lot of sprinters, as they get older, they seem to get better. And even though he's joint top weight here now with 9.8, he's given £3 to a lot of his rivals here. I think he's got a very good chance of going in again. Art Humi of Geraldine is a horse that likes the Curra. He seems to be a very hard horse to catch right, but when he is on a going day, he certainly can put it in a big way. And he's won some very good races to Curra in the past. A previous winner of the Flying Five, actually 2 years ago, Colin Keane on board. And you respect him, he won't mind the soft ground at all. He could go very well. And I think another one there, Gorain for Henry de Bromhead, very fast, but he ran well last time and second to Prima Uno at Navan and is sure to make a lot of the early rowing. So competitive fare, I think Prima Uno might be the safest choice.
Now, the other black type race in the card, Martin, is the Plus Vital Irish Blue Wind Stakes. This was a race that was previously run at Naas, but obviously with the programme changes throughout the season, this now is at the Curra this year. 6 have been declared for this one, and there's a couple of nice fillies in this.
Yes, absolutely. There's 3 3-year-olds against 3 older horses, so it should be a battle of plenty of interest to a lot of us. I think Dermot Wensley Jaga certainly impressed everybody when she won at Leperstown on the student night there in late April. She was a very, very good winner on that occasion, well back to do so, and won by 5 lengths at the line. How strong a race that was, not quite sure. She's stepping up in class here, no doubt, but I think she'd be one of the market leaders. Of the older horses, I certainly do like Panstar for Jim Bulger, daughter of Pivotal, who loves soft ground. She won in Premier handicap last season and on Champions Weekend in a very, very good race over a mile and a quarter. She's one of those fillies that really improved as the season went on. And now it's gone very close in group company. She was only just beaten last time by Making Light in a close finish to the Park Express Stakes at Naas on the opening day of the turf season at the end of March. I think this ground, everything will suit her very well, and I think she's going to take all the beating. Clear Sky, certainly you'd have to respect Raiden O'Brien, but I do honestly think she's more of an all-weather horse. She doesn't seem to like the ground as soft as it is. But I'm so fancy for Jessica Harton in the stable in very good form at the moment. Has to have a bit of a chance as well. Rounded off last season by finishing fourth in a good race at Gordon Park, a similar race to this one. So it is competitive, even though there's only six runners. I think Panther might be just too good for Jega.
Now, there's two intriguing handicaps. The first of them is the 245. That's the Plus Vital Speed Gene. A 6 furlong handicap for 3-year-olds only. And we have 16 declared in this.
Yeah, very competitive fare this as well, Patrick. Good price in this. It's good to see a nice feeling. And Patrick Pendergast certainly has a couple of decent runners here with Red Persian, winner last time on the all-weather. He is a very solid horse, this fella. Not quite sure he'd be as happy on soft ground. I actually prefer his other one here, horse called Sunday Smart, under the talented apprentice Ben Cohen, who claimed £7 off his back. This one is drawn 2 off the rail in stall 15, which is very much to your advantage at the Curragh. And I think, well, she didn't run all that well last time in a premier handicap at Navan. It was an all-aged affair. I think that run may have just put her right. She's down £3 for that. She was a winner at Limerick last season on very soft ground, and I think maybe she could go very well at a price. Vinnie's Wish ended off last season with a good win at Naas. That was quite a good effort in November, and that should go well off a decent draw as well. But the very bottom one, Art of Unity, for Noam Mead, who's certainly flying at the moment, certainly with his bumper horse. He's won the last 4 bumpers, I think, run in Ireland. He's done extremely well. Young Danny Sheehy has claimed 5 off this, which only leaves about 8 stone to carry. And this one ran well in second in the sprint at Navan last time. Certainly has a bit of a chance off a mark of just 70. So it's a very open affair. I think Sunday Smart, I'm going to do each way, but I certainly wouldn't be afraid to see Artie Unity go very close. I'd be very surprised if that one is out of the first 4.
We've got a huge field in the 355, Martin. Just the 29 runner handicap over the 5 furlongs for horses rated 45 to 70.
Yeah, it's a low grade stuff, all right, Patrick. And as you know yourself, these races can take an awful lot starting out. Dunair Prince is one that always runs well in this type of race. Number 2 in the car. He's drawn 20, which is not a bad draw in a 29 runner field. And I think he'll run his usual good race under Kitty Leonard. Whether he's very good enough to win remains to be seen. Sweetest Taboo ran well over this distance at Navan last time. Philly that goes very well on the bridle, but doesn't find an awful lot off it. Stiff 5 mightn't just suit her, but she will certainly give you a good run for your money. She's normally in the first 3 or 4 all the way, and you'd have to give it a bit of a chance here. Landline for Tom Cleary there, number 19, likes the soft ground, had a good season last season towards the back end, and certainly improved an awful lot, has gone up in the weights, and you wouldn't know if he'd be good enough to win on tomorrow, but you definitely would have to give it a bit of a chance. Last year's winner, Gopsy's Daughter, hasn't shown much lately, and she might struggle to repeat that win, but maybe if you're going to do a bet in that, and it's a very, very Eurowish way maybe type of bet, horse called Vogue for Edward Lynham, and that didn't run too bad when 5th at Naas last weekend, first run of the season, drawn 22, Oisin Orr, the champion apprentice from last year, rides, and maybe might make some appeal around 10 or 12 to 1.
Okay, so we'll keep an eye on that. Anything else in the Curragh card tomorrow on Saturday?
I thought it was an interesting race there, the 505, some decent ones here. I think one of Gerard Lyon's horse called Inscribe. I think stepping back up to a mile and a quarter will suit. Last time I was second to Warnock over a mile at Navan. Rounded off last season with 2 wins actually. Won well when winning at Naas over a mile and a quarter. And I think return to this trip will help. Drawn 3, Colin Keane in good form obviously. I think that one certainly won't be too far away. That's Inscribe in the 505.
Okay, so that's the Curragh card for Saturday. 2 meetings on Sunday. We're going to keep with the flat team for the moment as we head to Leopardstown. And the first race we're going to look at Leopardstown, of course, have their flat card kicking off at 2:05. Is the 2:35. That's the Amethyst Stakes over the miles, a Group 3 contest. And plenty good older horses in this one.
Yes, indeed, Patrick. And interesting, Leopardstown at the moment is good to firm. That's good weather all the week, and it's a very good drainage system there. Now, there's rain expected, obviously, but I think the ground here on Leopardstown would be much better than it would be at the Curragh or Killarney, for that matter. So it's interesting here. The only three-year-old horse called Zeba has won his 2 races at Dundalk for Fozzie Stack and Chris Hayes. Stepping into a group company for the first time is well thought of, but I think he'd have to be very, very smart to beat some very, very decent older rivals here. I do like True Valor for Johnny Murta. I think he's made a good start to the season. Johnny. And this is a fairly good horse, True Valor. Ran some good races last season, notably went second to a horse called Soudois, an English trained horse, who won the Boomerang Stakes over this course and distance last September on Champions Weekend. That was fine, a fine effort indeed. I think if True Valor can reproduce that, he'd be very hard to beat under Shane Foley. Jim Bulger's Tribal Beat is not an easy horse to catch, right? He's obviously a very fragile horse. He only runs two or three times per year, but he's a very good horse on his own when he's everything's okay with him. It's his first run of the whole year. He hasn't run since almost this day last year, and he was a bit disappointed in this race last season. But before that, he had won the Desmond Stakes at Leopardstown a couple of years ago. He's a smart horse, and on good ground he certainly should go well. Brendan Bracken is a good horse for Ger Lyons, but I think he wants softer ground. And Gardner Byron is certainly getting older, but he's not losing much of his ability. He should be there and thereabouts, although a mile is probably far enough for him. I think an interesting contest, but True Valor is the one for me.
Okay, so that's one to watch out for in that one. The next race then is the 3:10. That's the Derrenstown Stud 1000 Guineas Trial, Martin. Of course, we're not far away from the Irish Guineas in a fortnight's time. We've got 12 fillies declared for this one over the mile trip.
Yeah, Magical, I suppose, is definitely top rated here for Aidan O'Brien. She was a very good, very 2-year-old last season. Her only run this year, she was 4 to in Longchamp a couple of weeks ago. Sure to improve on that, but does have to 3 pounds to concede to her rivals here. She will probably start favourite, but I prefer maybe to look elsewhere. She had a busy season last season. I just wonder, is she going to be as good this term? But she obviously is a high-class filly, and if she's anywhere, the betting will tell you the story. If she's very well fancied, if she's a sharp price, she probably will take all the beating. But certainly number 12, Who's Steph for Geraldine's, was a good winner over 7 furlongs in this course last time. Now, the ground was very soft on that occasion, so it'll be interesting to see how she gets how she fares in this better ground. She was happily was third behind her on that occasion. Happily went on to run a solid race from third in last week's English 1000 Guineas at Newmarket last Sunday. So that form looks very good. But the one I was looking at is a horse called Mary Tudor for Willie McCreary. I seen him win in Navan a couple of weeks ago over a mile and a quarter, and immediately after race, Willie said he'd have no problem dropping down the distance for the 1000 Guineas at the Curragh in a couple of weeks' time. I see he's obviously putting that theory to the test here, because he'd run her here on Sunday. And I think, you know, she won in such a bit of style at her that she might have a bit more to come. And she could be a bit of value each way here against the likely favourite Magical.
Okay, so that's the 1000 Guineas trial to keep an eye out for. The Derby trial then, Martin. Of course, we're not far away from the English Derby either. We're about 4 weeks away. And we've got 8 declared in this Mile 2 contest.
Yeah, well, this Derrentown Stud Derby trial has been farmed by Aidan O'Brien in recent years, and I suppose he will be the one to beat again here. He's got a couple of very strong entries in this one. I think on form, Nelson will certainly take plenty of beating. The winner over course and distance on soft ground in the Ballysack Stakes on the 14th of April, that was quite a good performance, because he wouldn't be mad about very soft ground. He also won on this course last year. He was there on Champions Weekend. He won the 2-year race very well from the front. He looks a very nice horse, this fella. For rating of 112, I think he'd take plenty of beating. The Pentagon was a very, very good 2-year-old for the same stable. Seen him win at the Curragh under Anna O'Brien by 9 lengths, and then he went on and won a group race at Leopardstown, and he finished off last season by finishing third to Saxon Warrior in the Racing Post Trophy. That looked a very, very good performance, but he was definitely disappointing on his only run this year, when only 4-4 behind Nelson. Now, the ground was very, very soft on that occasion, and you expect the Pentagon to improve an awful lot. He has a high rating as well, but I just think the way Nelson won last time, I find it hard to see the Pentagon reversing that form. I think he will get closer, but I don't think he'll beat Nelson on Sunday. The other one I would like to see run on Sunday is a horse called The King. He very lightly raced for Jessica Harrington, but he won his second race at Gordon Park in very good style, beating a horse called Imaging of Dermot Wells. Now, Imaging has won already 3 times this season, being second to Gustav Klimt as well in the Guineas trial a couple of weeks ago. And that's, you know, that's reasonable form. I think off 92, he'd rate much higher than that. And he could be an interesting horse here. It'd be nice to see Jessica Harrington with a horse maybe for the Irish Derby. I think he should run well and finish in the first three, but Nelson is definitely the one to beat.
Okay, so that's interesting to note, and keep an eye out for that one on Sunday. Just do want to recognise on Sunday, Martin, that Leopardstown do recognise that Captain Darth Fitzpatrick Memorial Maiden, and of course, for anyone that's just to remember their memories, back in March last year, Captain Darth Fitzpatrick lost her life in that terrible incident off the west coast of Ireland on board Rescue 116, and it's great to see Leopardstown recognising Captain Darth Fitzpatrick.
Yes, absolutely, and did the same last year as well, and you know, it's a very sad occasion, obviously, but it's nice to have it remembered here, and it's probably a very good race in the making here. A lot of unraced horses and horses out that will probably do very well, but certainly a horse called Southern France for Aidan O'Brien put up a fine performance last time at Navan. He'd probably take the beating, but yeah, right, it's very nice for Leopardstown to remember Captain Darragh Fitzpatrick and the others, of course, on that terrible tragedy, and it is nice to see them there, and a lot of their families will be there on Sunday, and that's good to see.
Anything else in Leopardstown Sunday, Martin?
Well, a couple of open handicaps as we might expect, Patrick. I think maybe in the 4:15 horse called Zabrian for Jim Bulger. I thought he ran okay in a mile handicap at Navan or at Nace last weekend. Looks like the horse that will improve on the ground. It was lightly raced, dropped 2 pounds to run. He was drawn nicely in solid too, and Bulger's haven't had a couple of winners there at Gordon Park on Wednesday. I think his horse are in better form now than they were earlier on the season. He could go well there at a horse called Zerain in the 4:15. Well, in the 4:45, Mawani for Ger Lyons and Colin Keane was a decent horse in these type of handicaps last season. Almost won a big premier handicap at Galway when got caught late on by Whiskey Sour. Before that was second to Panstar, which is very good form. And I think in the 4:45 that Mawani has a decent chance there, hopefully winning that race.
Moving on then to Killarney, Martin, because this is their first day of their 3-day Spring Festival meeting this coming Sunday. First race of 8 kicking off at 1:20. And the first race we're going to look at is the 2:20. That's the Killarney Oils Mayor's Listed Hurdle. Very competitive contest this one, Martin, over the extended 2 miles.
Yes, Willie Mullen certainly looks the chance to win this one. All right, Patrick, you have 3 strong chances here on ratings. The highest rate is Legas to Vegas. He also has Stormy Island as well and Good Time Tara. Of the other ones, Creation I thought ran well when second at the Punchdown Festival and might prove the pick of the remainder. But certainly, Legas to Vegas, I think the ground might be a bit soft for her on Sunday, to be quite honest. It looks a good opportunity for her on ratings. But her last 2 runs, she ran well in the county hurdle, but she didn't cut much ice at the Punchdown Festival a couple of weeks ago. I just think maybe the soft ground might be against her. Stormy Island is been a bit disappointing on her last 2 runs. She disappointed in the Triumph Hurdle at Cheltenham, fell when she was beaten, and last time she also fell at the last when beaten in the Champion Four-Year Hurdle. Now this is obviously much easier for her, and she'll try and make out a running, which probably will suit around Killarney. But I think of the trio, I prefer Good Time Tara. She mightn't just got home the last time over a longer distance at Punchdown. Her form out before that is pretty solid, and she just might be a bit of value there, number 5 in the car, Good Time Tara.
Okay, so that's the Mayor's Listed race. Then we've got a local sponsor here from actually in East Cork, Redwell Stables here based in Youghal, sponsor the big £50,000 handicap, the Grade B contest over 2 miles and 1 furlong, a maximum of 18 runners here, Martin, and it is pretty much wide open.
It is indeed, and it's a fair play to Redwell Stables to get good fields for this race, and did the same last year. And again, I suppose the Willie Mullins team will be favoured here with a horse called True Self. She was a good winner at the Punchdown Festival, up £8 for that race. Blackmore rode on that occasion, and she looked a horse that certainly very much on the improve. She probably will start favourite, but it is very open, as you said. Prospectus has been doing well for Gavin Cromwell, who's another stable that's been really flying of late, and Prospectus has been going well in the flat and over hurdles. Last time just beating the Ballaroba off top weight, he obviously has a good chance, and the softer the ground, the better his chance. Down towards the bottom, though, I do like a horse called Never Rush a Con for Jessica Harrington and Robbie Power. He fancied him to win at Punchdown. Unfortunately, he ran a good race but finished second to Park Paddocks, up £3 for that. He has a much higher rate number fences, but I do like his chance over hurdles, and if the ground doesn't go too soft, I think this one has a solidly trained chance as the one I'd be tipping up here.
The 4-runner novice chase then, Martin, at 4 o'clock sees the return of Up For Review. Has been disappointing of recent late, but can he come back to winning ways?
I suppose he should be able to win this one, Harry Patrick. He has the experience, but the only one maybe that could put up again in his horse called Wonder of the World. Not a bad sort of horse over hurdles for Alan Fleming, getting £6 off Up For Review. Not an easy task, I suppose, on his just his first chase, but the other two look well outclassed. Inish Man is getting on a bit now, and Cotton Jenny is probably just there to pick up some prize money. It looks Up For Reviews to lose, but I just think Wonder of the World is a nice type of horse and should push him all the way, but probably won't beat him.
Very competitive card on Sunday in Killarney, Martin. Anything else tickles your fancy?
Well, I thought I'd like to see Dr. Mikey in the 3:25 over fences. I think this Margaret Finn's doing a good job with Dr. Mikey. Returned from a long break to win very well over hurdles at Cork. He's a very solid horse, this fella, and the softer the ground, the better his chances. Good race this. Valley Egan Hero was a decent horse for John Joe Walsh over hurdles last season, won a good race at the Galway Festival, and he certainly should go well, although the trip's a bit short for him. Bunk off early, obviously, for Willie Mullins, must have a big chance, and Lamar Talan wouldn't be without a chance for Noel Mead. But I think Dr. Mikey could be the one there in the 3:25. In the 4:30, interesting one here, Patrick, horse called Shower Cross for John Joe Walsh, who does very well with his horses. Won off a mark 117 last time over hurdles, but can run here off 96, which suggests that he's very well in here. Now, he probably hasn't shown much over fences today, but I expect a big improvement on Sunday. Ambrose McCurtain claims 5, won't mind the ground, and I think he will certainly take a bit of beating in that 4:30 race.
Yeah, interesting to see. Just to note as well in that beginner's chase, but as you mentioned, Martin, very competitive. Pravda Lagoon Laguna after winning a conditions hurdle at the Punchdown Festival, making her chasing debut in that 3:25. So an intriguing 3 days at the Killarney Festival indeed, there in the Kerry venue. Now we're going to go international for the moment, Martin, because it's a big Guineas weekend over at Paris Longchamp. As you mentioned a little bit earlier on, Mr. Soumillon wasn't overly happy with the conditions last weekend, but very interesting fields this weekend, Martin. We've got some interesting races. We're going to kick off with the Coles race, the Pool d'Essay de Pouillon, the 2000 guineas, and 11 have been declared for this one.
Well, I suppose all eyes here will be on US Navy Flag for Aidan O'Brien, of course, after Saxon Warrior's brilliant win last week in the English 2000 guineas. US Navy Flag was top rated 2-year-old last season. Though he did run a lot of times, Patrick. He won 11 times. He actually took 3 or 4 runs before he lost his maiden tag. When I seen him win his maiden at La Corra in July, I wouldn't have thought he'd end up being champion 2-year-old. The application of blinkers and his more forward style of racing, I think, really changed him around. But I never really thought he might develop into a guineas horse. I would have had doubts about him getting the trip. His first run this season didn't show a whole lot of leopard sound, I have to say. Now, whether he retains that same ability he had last year is probably open to question, and whether you get the mile, I would be slightly worried about. In saying that, you have to respect him because he's only representative of Aidan O'Brien, and Ryan Moore obviously is going over to ride him as well, so that's obviously a big tip in their own right. The French trainer Wooten will certainly have a decent chance here. There's only 11 runners, which is a smaller field than normal, and you'd have to give the US Navy Flag a chance. I wouldn't be backing myself, but you would have to respect his chances here. Christoph Semillon does ride a dice roll, and that would be interesting there. He wasn't at all happy with the surface last week, but this horse won 4 of his last 5 races, so you'd have to respect his chances. I don't think US Navy Flag is good enough to win, but I think you'd have to respect his chances.
Yeah, so that's the Colts race. Then the Pool d'Essay de Pouliche, that's the 3-year-old fillies race, the 1000 guineas. And Aidan O'Brien again has a runner here in Could It Be Love, of course, who won in Dundalk last time, Martin. But the one that catches my eye here is Polly Dream, who actually beat Lorenz. And Lorenz was second in the 1000 guineas last week off a 200-day layoff. Can Franny Head bring him back to life?
Absolutely. There's no question about it, Patrick. That is definitely the one sticking out in form. I thought Lorenz ran the cracking race last week. Maybe the very quick round of Sunday didn't suit her totally. She tried to make all the run and almost did it, beaten by 66 to 1 shot, but no doubt that she ran a cracking race. And Polly Dream for Freddie Head, certainly Maxime Guillon, very, very top class rider, very good combination. This would be the one to beat. Could It Be Love? It's probably a bit of a surprise, but she was only rated 75 and she won at Dundalk, but she really won with a tremendous authority on that occasion. But it would be a bit of a surprise to see her winning this, but she never rules things out with Aidan O'Brien. The one of interest, I think, is Altea. I think that running at the Naas last October won the Park Stakes, beating some decent fillies actually on that occasion. And I said she could run well for Carol Burke and Jim Crowley. Carol Burke does well with these type of horses, and the ease in the ground would certainly suit her on Sunday. But I think you're right. I think Polly Dream, if she's in the same form she was last year after a long layoff, will take all the beating there.
Yeah, so interesting racing. That's at Paris Longchamp on Sunday. I think the races are off at 3:15 and 2:35. The Colts race being the first of the races off there in France on Sunday. Before we let you go, Martin, your bets of the weekend.
Yeah, and at the Curragh tomorrow in the 4:30, a really fancy Penn Star, I think, is a very, very good chance. At Killarney on Sunday, I'm going to take a chance at Neverushakon in that 2:55. And at Leopardstown on Sunday, I like the chance at Mawani in the 4:45.
All right, look, we'll keep an eye on all them over the weekend. But Martin Murphy, thanks very much again for joining us this weekend.
Thank you, Patrick. Mind yourself.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.